Okay, welcome back in. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here on the second hour today, the 8th of September, 2018. And I was reading a piece out there about the Carry On in Ireland, which is now a politically correct society. Although there is a new organization, well, if anybody's interested, in Ireland. So it's, I was always, all my life, rabidly against the European Union. And I saw what it was originally. It's called IRXIT. They have 11% support in electorate. Not bad for a new political party. So there is a beginnings of an organisation to get out of the European Union, even in Ireland, who has been sucking up money from the European Union and thought they were in bed with Santa Claus for so long. They got so much money out of the European Union. But the boot's on the other foot now. They have to contribute heavily these last 10 years, and they have to contribute $3 billion a year to be members and to be members of this club. But just a relevant thing, we're talking about algorithms and how they're wrapped around our necks. Voters in midterm elections report watching their ballots mysteriously switch to other candidates, right? And Matagoras again writing this. I presume that's the primary for the midterm elections. But again, has Trump bothered his backside to do anything about voter ID? Like, it's known that between 3 and 5 million illegals voted in the last presidential election. And I haven't heard one word or one syllable. I thought he put a major judge in charge of revamping the voter ID system in America. It is absolutely outrageous. And illegals blatantly being allowed to vote in California. You automatically get a driving license and you're automatically on the voting register. Whoa, what a shocking disaster. But Agoras is writing this. Savannah G. Egg, Georgia, says, a rather shocking but not surprising report this week out of Georgia reveals the unsettling state of America's election and voting systems. Voters in Georgia are now reporting that after they confirmed their votes, they watched on the screen as their ballots mysteriously switched to the opposite candidate. I'd smash the screen up if that happened to me. In Britain here, just to say it again, I've said it many times, we have the ballot paper and the ballot box. That's it. We'll never have electronic voting. And it's 99.5% accurate. It's by elections here. I've been an election agent for UKIP at counts and many other things in Britain here. And I've seen how the system works. Same in Ireland, although it's proportional representation there. But it's the ballot paper and the ballot box. And nobody can interfere with that. Later this month, a federal judge will hear the case against the Georgia government for their utter failure at maintaining sound election processes and their lack of maintaining a paper ballot record as well. According to WSAV, whatever that is, the Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, is facing a federal lawsuit because he's reluctant to make the change before the upcoming November 6th election. What's the betting he's a Democrat? You can presume that. While Kemp says he does not agree the system needs updating, completely change it, clown. He's fighting to delay its citing confusion and cost. However, the voters and multiple lawmakers and citizens disagree. After all, what price tag could be associated with the cost of democracy? And quoting this guy again, it says, I don't think there's any question that we need to spend a little bit, to make sure that we have a safe and secure elections. Representative Buddy Carter, Republican Georgia 1 District, said, again, a squeak from this guy. I mean, not going to do much about anything. In 2017, an investigation into Georgia's voting system determined that it was in serious jeopardy. However, lawmakers failed to act, and we are now seeing the inevitable results of such a failure. I did a report here yesterday. Who was saying it here yesterday? Looked at hundreds of things to get where the source was. In Britain, somebody checking the vote electoral register in Birmingham, there was a house with 150 people registered out to vote, and all of them Muslims. And they all had postal votes. The postal voting system in Britain is... the ballot box on paper is accurate, but both the postal vote in some cities is being ripped apart with crime. But 150 in one house, which is a joke, probably 10 living in, that's a lot. But and so that's being investigated at the moment. Democratic, this is Georgia again. Democratic candidate Lisa Ring told WSAV that she had voters tell her that they were watching their vote changing right in front of their eyes. We've heard reports all over the state of these old machines often not taking a person's vote. It'll change the vote. What? And sometimes if people don't catch it, we don't know if the vote is being recorded accurately. On top of mysteriously changing votes is the fact that when voters show up at their assigned polling stations, they have been closed or found that they have been expunged from the roll. Well, I said this many times before, I was with a friend, Carol, in Denver in 92. I didn't have a vote, but they had to queue to vote for an hour or so. Queue. You never have to queue to vote in Britain. And 65% of people vote. Never have to queue. No such thing. Every school is a polling booth. Anyway, Georgia voters complain they watched their vote switch on an electronic ballot. And the article goes on to say, Georgia's decaying voting system should serve as a wake-up call to all those who may still have faith in America's ostensible system of democracy. While the investigation found problems in 2017, the Secretary of State has known about these flaws and even hacking attempts since 2016. As the Free Thought Project reporting during the 2016 election cycle, Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp, again the same character, penned a letter to the DHS Secretary Jet Johnson, asking the director if he was aware that the DHS had attempted to hack into the server hosting the state's voter registration database. And if so, why was the DHS doing so? Weeks later, he received a reply confirming the DHS had attempted to hack their systems a total of 10 times. So internecine warfare going on in Georgia between the security services. Atlanta's WSB-TV spoke with Kemp at the time, who said, "We need to know. We are being told something that they think they haven't figured out. Nobody's really shown us how this has happened." Such monumental crap these people talk. But anyway, trying to get some sensible parts of this article. Professor Andrew Apple, a Princeton University computer science professor who has studied electronic security, and the grad student Alex Holderman took just 7 minutes to break into the authentic Sikora AVC Advantage electronic voting machine system and purchased a machine Apple. Purchased for $82 online. That's the value of the machine, isn't it? I see. One of the oldest models, but still used in Louisiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia. Apple, who's the guy? This is Andrew Apple. Noted that the only reasonable safe voting method is paper ballots, as they can be counted alongside the electronic tally. Who wants the electronics when you have a paper ballot? However, crucial swing states, as Apple notes, rely more on vulnerable paperless touchscreen voting, which does not back up on any numbers. Okay, we'll call her. Hope it's an interesting point. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
I knew somebody about 30 years ago. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ian.
I knew somebody about 30 years ago that was an intern over in West Virginia. In West Virginia, he was, I don't know which party it was, it may not matter, but they had Rolodexes of anything a lobbyist or elected official would want for entertainment there in the capital of Charleston. And he said they had banks of motel rooms on reserve. And any time, you know, some bigwig would come into town, be it a lobbyist or political figure or whatever, I put it to him, I said, "Don't you think those rooms are probably bugged so they can blackmail them?" And he said, "Well, I don't know, you know." But he was pretty serious about it. I mean, I don't want to give too many details about who he might have been, but I looked him up, and I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. He's in law enforcement now. Over in West Virginia, which I find kind of amusing.
So what are you saying, the rooms are for illegal voters or what?
I'm saying it's a blackmail extortion network over there in the Rockefeller Plantation, and it's probably true across a lot of governments. They get you hooked in, get some dirt on you, and then that's how they control you. You can't get anywhere unless you've got some strings.
The system is rotten everywhere, but... The reports of police forces, even in Denver, where I used to live, arresting reporters for photographing them arresting and beating a black man, all that kind of stuff. It's nonstop. It's every week there's reports of thuggish police activity. Just the police state is relentless at every level.
And all these enhanced ID cards and that kind of stuff, I wouldn't be surprised it won't be very long until they force everybody to carry around one of these radio phones. You know, the Nazis in the 30s, mm-hmm. Joseph Goebbels, gave away radios, and that helped to bring about all the propaganda to support the Third Reich. What did Obama do for 8 years? Mm-hmm. I got me Obama phone, man. And that further fractionated the media to the point where almost everybody has been deplatformed in one way or another, except for mm-hmm. you know, the major six corporations that reach about 90% of the people in America. I don't think people mm-hmm. realize that's how they foment. That's what Joseph Goebbels said. It's the absolute right of the state to control the formation of public opinion. So that's how they get away with stuff. Like, they get away with this kind of stuff, like rigging the elections and refusing mm-hmm. to post the names of write-in candidates or whatever. You know, there's so much that they can get away with because they're all
with the existing technology that exists now. Even the technology of 10 years ago, they could make the internet about 8 or 9 stages of access, and it will be biometric through your computer, and you will have such an access. It's like these social credits in China, which Google helped the Chinese government develop. If you're a good little citizen and do what you're told, you'll get access. Otherwise, as I say, like the cashless society, you can be deleted at the stroke of a keyboard. And you will get nothing in life. I mean, that's probably our technology now.
Yeah, you don't get to board the train. Your social credit score is too low. Being from the UK, you know all about Sherlock Holmes, right? Sherlock Holmes had his the assistant was named what? Watson.
Watson. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
IBM. A lot of people think that their Watson artificial intelligence program is named after Sherlock Holmes' assistants. It's not. It's named after the guy who headed up the division in the Third Reich in Germany.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Watson. He was able to keep that company profitable despite all the chaos. So they named, they don't correct people, I guess. That's who they find out. If you dig, you can find out. They named
even in 1970, I went to see with a girlfriend that 2001 Space Odyssey, and they had a nickname of the computer. Hal was the computer, and he was listening to everything, and it was basically a profile of artificial intelligence, and that was 1970. So,
can I spook you with something? Huh? Spook you with a little story?
I wrote bookable.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway. I didn't hear any of that. It got cut off. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. I'm unspookable, but have a try anyway.
Okay. All right. I run a local little TV station, and I started working there as part-time contractor in the late 90s, and I started noticing some weirdness with the phone lines. Mm-hmm. And about 2009, I was running tape on an evening call-in program that we do. And as the show ended, I was introducing the movie, which had the star in it, from 2001, A Space Odyssey. It was an old black-and-white movie called David and Lisa. And I jokingly mm-hmm. talked about him driving up in front of this little mansion that they were going to be staying the weekend in. And I closed the door, and I said, "What are you doing, Dave, closing the door on a station wagon?" Well, when I'm introducing this movie, this phone phenomenon started happening, and I happened to still have, I had over an hour and something left. I had 15 or 20 minutes left on the tape. Well, anyway, I picked up the phone, and lo and behold, it's somebody's phone in their living room on the hook or in their pocket, and I'm hearing everything that's going on in the phone room or in their living room. You know, somebody's yelling at the kids, "Leave that alone," and all this stuff. I put it out over the air. And I can't hang up on it. I'm demonstrating that. This has happened dozens of times. Phone company technicians can't fix it. They don't know why it's happening. And I uploaded that video to all of the ABC and NBC affiliates that I could get, that I had time to do, and I went back and checked for it to make sure it was still there over the course of several months. I never got one phone call from any reporter or producer that, you know, say, what is this? Why do you keep posting this in our folders? And the next summer, the FBI prosecuted a teenager for doing essentially the same thing. They called it graffiti. But that's how controlled our media is. I was telling people pre-Snowden, and I didn't even know about William Binney at the time, that these phones can be on and listening even when you think they're off. That's actually called the British, actually developed it. It's called optic nerve, where they can turn on your camera and your microphone. It's depicted in the movie Snowden. But anyway, that was, I thought, a wild coincidence that, you know, this Kier Dulla is the actor there who was disabling the HAL 9000 computer in the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, but he was also in this movie, David and Lisa. And that was the first video that I was able to try to spray out on the Internet. Phone accessory companies put it up on their web page where they're selling phone accessories. I thought it was quite interesting, but YouTube, I think, suppressed the hit count. I actually loaded it on a couple of different accounts, and I've got other evidence of YouTube's hit count suppression, or videos won't show up in the search results. Even when you use the exact title of the video, won't show up in the search results across different platforms. So they're controlling the Internet for 8 or 9 years or more. And if you look at these phones that Snowden leaked, they had phones from 2007 that had 16 gigabytes hidden memory in them. You know, and the unwitting user didn't know how much was being recorded. Even when you're in a non-signal area, when you get home and you put that on a charge base, if you've got signal, it's going to upload all that files where you've been roaming around where there's no signal, and all the data points for the GPS. It's all going in your X key score file.
I'll give you two other points as well. Intel, all the Intel chips are made by the Israelis. All the SIM cards up to a year or two ago were made by the Chinese. So
I made a cartoon out of it. I made a cartoon out of the Intel logo. Real easy to do. Anybody else can do it too. You just change it to Israeli inside. You know, like their logo. Boom, 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 boom. Israeli inside. But yeah, there's a huge amount of ethnic Russians that are Israeli citizens too. I find that very intriguing.
Well, I have an update on that. A very good guy, Brendan O'Connell, is putting out fantastic stuff about... Just hold on there. We'll just finish up after the house of the break. Hold on a second.
Okay, sure.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right. I'll just tell you one quick thing, Mike in Kentucky. John McAfee, I have great respect for him. And I know he's a wild character. And he tells the truth about tech. And he says, if you're on the internet, there's no protection. That's it. You're on. There's no protection. There's no privacy on the internet. That's it. But a guy interviewing one time just to profile him, and he doesn't mind this. This is how much he tells the truth. And the guy interviewing says, you've lived a life of booze, drugs, guns, and hookers, and software. You said, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Booze, drugs, guns, and hookers.
That leaves them very little to blackmail him with. I mean, that set him up with some kind of, I think they did a nearby mayor. There was the mayor that refused to settle with a large petroleum company that made, Agent Orange. Suspicion that they probably mailed kiddie porn to him in the mail to set him up because he wouldn't make a settlement with the mega billionaire.
That's the number one. That and pedophilia, and that's pedophilia is real 90% of the time. That entrapment using those two techniques is the number one ploy by security services.
I think the public's on to a lot of this, though. I do believe the public's
connected.
Getting
it's
on
connected
to a lot.
To that. The same. I can't go to it now. It's a very long story, but I know a reporter, a fantastic reporter, Richard Hall. But he investigated Madeleine McCann, that young child that was abducted in Praia da Luz in Portugal. There's 8 levels of cover up there. Both the parents, the security service, the police, AstraZeneca. There's all sorts of people involved on what's involved there. But there's 8 levels of cover up. Never so much
Podesta.
On the extent of it.
I think that the Podesta brothers were both within the vicinity where she was left.
That's right. They were there as well. But it stretches right across the world, that incident. It's not that big. It's a shocking scene. A child being abducted. But, she wasn't abducted. She died in that apartment. But if you want to look up Richard E. Hall, Madeleine McCann appearance, he's done 13 hours of a video, and one is compacted down to 4 hours. And he used an American guy who is in a statement analysis guy called Peter Hyatt, fantastic guy, wow, who analyzes people's statements, and he's based on an Australian documentary on the McCanns and shows how they absolutely, basically, in their speech, they're admitting they did it, and he's fantastic. This is not algorithms, this is straightforward analysis, but the Madeleine McCann abduction, I don't know how I'm going on to that, I'm talking about covering stuff up. It is an absolutely riveting story as put together by Richard E. Hall and Peter Hyatt. Peter Hyatt has a major part in it. But the level of cover-up there, including a BBC guy, Clarence Mitchell, who was an MI5 officer, we know he is, and he was appointed by the government as a press officer to them. That's never happened before. And before that, he was a major BBC reporter, set up their news channel, was a bureau chief in Russia, and then he was seconded to the Foreign Office, and then, bingo, he shows up as press officer to the McCann family. What? When I saw that, a bomb went off my head. I said, what? And I investigated it. And then this guy, Richard Hall, came on the scene, who is the only journalist in Britain who thoroughly investigated this. And he is a fantastic forensic investigator. I have to say, he's absolutely outstanding. But get hold of that as regards to an aspect of the state covering up. And it'll yet come out. But there's 8 levels of cover-up here on Madeleine McCann. It's 10 years old since the child's abducted, and there's now that they think she also was not only being involved with pedophilia, but we reckon she was a cyborg as well, because the AstraZeneca company are involved and behind the scenes in term, not in abducting her, but in giving Jerry McCann's brother, who I'm going into detail now, I said I wouldn't, unlimited leave to investigate it or look after the family, but because both children that they had were intro fertilization, etc. But it's one of the most incredible murder mysteries ever, but there's massive cover-up going on there. Unbelievable.
And in vitro fertilization. Wow, it's starting to sound like something out of Blade Runner, if you've ever seen that.
Well, that's just normal pregnancy. People can't become pregnant, but it's more than that. There's two drug companies are involved, and they are both medics. McCann, he's an anesthetist, and she's a radiographer or something. They're both professional medical people. 8 of them were there on a holiday, but they couldn't afford to bring a babysitter with them. I mean, it was outrageous, carry on. But it's one of the most intriguing. You've got to see the Richard E. Hall. Go on YouTube and follow Richard E. Hall's documentaries. Riveting stuff. And then he does the analysis.
Sounds like the JonBenet Ramsey case sounds very similar, if you followed that at all. I mean,
this is 10 times more intriguing because what's involved. But you can see what's been covered up. But they will never find that Charles being dead a long time ago. But the other guy, the statement analysis guy, Peter Hyatt, he is stunning. And what he does for a living is absolutely stunning. And he only operates on a 95-99% accuracy basis. So it's worth following that up, absolutely, in every level. But there you are. But the state have their hand around us, and people do not realize there's 17 security agencies in the world, in America, and then these multinationals on the social media, and these algorithms, which is in artificial intelligence, is highly advanced.
Keep walking between your raindrops, because the longer you go without being arrested in the alternative media, the more people think you're an operative.
I'm awash with information. Okay, talk to you sometime soon. Okay. Yeah. Okay, coming up to the bottom of the hour break. I wish you back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Break. We're back our book, Moon River, and the phone number, if people want to add to this thing about snooping on this police state and algorithms, etc., is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But I've a lot of stuff here. It's probably too heavy duty for the program, really, but privacy concerns of mission creep with new airport facial recognition programs. I don't know why people can just stand by. They've got 70 security agencies ripping them asunder in America, and now facial recognition is probably the final nail in the coffin. And I'll just read this title again. Privacy concerns of mission creep with new airport facial recognition programs. And that's going to be applied to the internet soon. It is, it's a trend that is quickly becoming, Nicholas West writing this article for Activist Post, and he's saying here, it's a trend that is quickly becoming accepted reality. Well, it shouldn't be. Biometric identification at U.S. airports. So far, it has been marketed mainly as an elective measure for preferred travelers who wish to expedite clearance for inbound international travelers. Now, however, this is being sprung upon the general traveling public in new locations, raising concerns from privacy activists like the ACLU, ACLU Mission Creep. Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. is the latest to implement facial recognition for boarding. Some people apparently were caught off guard by new technology, but generally seem to have become desensitized, to additional security measures in the United States. Well, they have them all trained like pigeons or monkeys now, really, to perform for the security services, basically. In this article, Dulles Airport surprises passengers with facial recognition. Okay, that's just the header. Passengers preparing to board a Scandinavian Airlines flight, SAS, to Copenhagen Thursday were surprised by the new boarding system, but excited at the prospect of faster, more secure boarding. Well, they've been purposely slowing down boarding by the Czechs to make this look attractive. Another part of the game. It doesn't matter, Maryland resident Kim Meekins said, of not being informed ahead of time. You go to a different airport and they do different things depending on their technology. If it's another safety measure to make sure everybody has to safe, I'm all for that. You clown. I didn't need to be notified ahead of time. Aren't you a wonderful creature? Meekins said she is a frequent flyer, so the idea of cutting boarding time in half was enticing. Well, wait till the revenue put in a complaint about you digitally and you say you're late putting in your tax return. You won't be allowed to board the aircraft, etc., etc. Or your Time magazine subscription wasn't paid this month, therefore you're a debtor. You can't board the plane. That would be awesome, she said. It would be wonderful. Clown. For Thea Otterson of Norway, privacy was not a major concern. Well, look at the state of Sweden and Norway today. As the general procedure doesn't differ much from what she has come to expect from American of airport security. Well, that's an insane argument. It's not an argument at all. However, for those of us who value privacy and particularly transparency when being demanded to give it up, we have to note the incremental nature of how this has crept into society, now being normalized. We must then ask, where does it end? Well, it won't end. It'll be like China, their social credit score. Privacy activists say there are few safeguards on facial recognition databases used, and that the technology evokes fear of Big Brother surveillance state, pointing to China, where law enforcement has been aggressively deploying these systems, assisted and developed by Google. As I previously reported, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has a mandate that has been 15 years in the making to integrate government databases for ID verification. Yeah. Well, the integration will absolutely bite you in the backside for just minor financial overdrafts or whatever. Private companies have been enlisted to ensure that there is a quick and easy rollout across U.S. airports. According to Jim Peters, Chief Technology Officer for CITA, one of the information technology companies working with airlines, this technology has been touted as being quick as a Google search for most passengers. However, privacy and data breaches have become as common as the days of the week. Well, in talking about this, British Airways had 400,000 credit card details stolen from them this week, and they're having to pay compensation for that, and they have to pay a fine of £500,000. And the data breaches here are just about every other month. Some major company in Britain, I think it was previously Carphone Warehouse, all of their stuff was taken in one swipe. So all these people had to be reissued with new PIN numbers, etc. But this down-to-earth piece of the deep state. Public school teachers in Portland giving social justice education guides that praise Islam, communist revolutions, and violent social justice groups. This is going on in Portland. I heard Portland is now nearly as rotten as California. But Ethan Huff writing this article, and it's creeping up in, as we know from our friends in Washington State as well, the California disease of liberalism. But there's a public school teachers in Portland, Oregon, one of the most liberal cities in the country, have been instructed to implement as part of their teaching curriculum the far-left concepts contained in the new teaching guide entitled Planning to Change the World. a plan book for social justice teachers. Whoa. As its name implies, the guide contains all sorts of social justice warrior dogma, SJW, such as how to use the correct gender pronouns. Oh, my God, we're going to start on that. How to, well, it's something like a list of 50 in California. How to cater for trans kids in the classroom. Trans kids. Oh, and how to best celebrate Islamic holidays. I mean, that is really provoking stuff. The guide also contains instruction about how merits of communism, about the merits of communism, how violence can be used to create social change. Imagine telling kids this. Published by Rethinking Schools and created by the Education for Libertarian Network, the guide is basically the Communist Manifesto tailored to children. It encourages children as young as 5 years old to put their values into practice, meaning the values they'll indoctrinate into adopting. Trying to explain to a five-year-old what a transgender is an outrage in the first place. This plan book is designed to help teachers translate their visions of the just of a just education into concrete classroom activities. Quote. The book's introduction explains it is both a daily reminder of the importance of teaching for justice and a collection of tools to help you do just that. And it's the header, subheader of this is further down, says real education is far less important than teaching for liberation. Propaganda. So how this will this newfangled social justice curriculum coexists with an already busy classroom schedule that involves teachers teaching things like maths, writing, and science. It's bizarre. Teachers are being encouraged to basically scrap these other subjects and focus on the social justice warrior curriculum instead. Wow. Shocking. I think there's another piece of it that says here. God helps the people and are arrogant, that's all I have to say. If your parents don't rise up against this, you've got basically compliance with the teacher, the parents abusing children as well. So don't believe us. Check out what else the guide's introduction states. Highlights how the guide's authors, many of them teachers themselves, feel as though their vision of teaching for liberation often gets buried under the everyday realities of teaching. So bombarded with paperwork, tests, and curriculum mandates, we feel frustrated, overwhelmed, and alone, it adds. In other words, educating students in things that actually matter and that will help them succeed in life is boring to the social justice warrior indoctrination who created the planning for changing the world. Highlight that myself. Curriculum. So They're pushing to have these educational subjects take a back seat to SJW curriculum, and they'd rather have Portland public school students learn instead. Whoa. This plan book was created to make the job just a little easier by helping you turn your daily lesson planning into strategies for teaching towards democracy. Oh, load of crap. Justice, strategies for teaching towards democracy, justice, freedom, and peace. Well, it'll absolutely do the exact reverse. The guide openly admits about the purpose. So instead of studying literature, Portland public school students will now be learning about how Islam teaches tolerance, which is total BS, not hatred, on a universal brotherhood, not enmity, peace and nonviolence. Portland public school students will also be encouraged to ponder what ecofeminism means. Wow, there's a new one for me. Eco, I thought I'd seen it all. Ecofeminism. There's a new attack word, attack phrase, means and why it's important in the world. Ecofeminism. Wow. They will also be told how the racist Black Panther group had a positive effect on society and will even be encouraged to celebrate the birthday of its founder, Fred Hampton. Really. Other dates for celebration in the guide include the anniversary of the founding of North Korea and the Islamic holiday of Muharram. Traditional American holidays like Christmas are barely even mentioned in the guide, while non-traditional ones like Kwanzaa are highlighted in bold. There are also entire pages of the guide that are dedicated to teaching children the words like boy and girl are bad because they might offer a trans, might offend a transgender. Well, the BBC put out a documentary, I'm getting a copy of it sent to me, No More Boys and Girls, where they corralled a class of 5, 6, and 7 year olds and for a week and asked them to pretend they weren't the gender they were. I mean, how do you dismantle children? It's an absolute outrage. As we painfully recognize the hostility, intolerance, and lack of safety experienced daily by our QGNC young people, I don't know what that problem is, transgender non-conforming. That'll be, young people. We wish to empower educators with everyday ways to create spaces of refuge for these students in our classrooms and schools where we can. Well, they're absolutely corralling them into hell to create a, authentic inclusion, recognition, and embrace their full humanity of identities. Wow. I never thought of a reading as extreme as that. But Oregon, gone stark raving mad. It's now part of California, an open-air lunatic asylum. But PC Magazine, the problem with 5G, cities, health effects, and a reason why 5G technology isn't worth the risk. I said a while ago I was trying to do a piece each week, and there's quite a few pieces here. I'll do two or three of them. The problem with 5G, well, it's going to kill us and cause cancer in everybody's brain. Me and Frank writing this article for Activist Post. How many health experts have you to say that 5G isn't worth the risk before this insane race for 5G is finally stopped? Some continue to say there is not enough research that proves it's harmful. That's simply not true. Proof of harm continues to be cited and reported. PC Magazine now joins the 5G opposition in their August 22nd issue of 2018, entitled The Problem with 5G. The technology might be the problem, but even worse, the companies behind its perception that 5G is already unsafe before they even get to a single pole. Because the industry is too cheap to study the health effects of the technology itself, it lets this sort of product out of the door, despite the fact that it has already been weaponized by the military. That's absolutely sure. These frequencies are so poor at traveling long distance, they need to transmit it on every on nearly every telephone pole and light pole to make the 5G work. It's also going to knock out the FM band as well. As usually, the mostly arrogant or native technology industry is caught flat-footed at the negative reaction. It also figures that the stupid public will buy into anything new and jazzy if it makes their handheld phones seem a little faster, and even pay more for the privilege of the upgrade. One of the ways the industry has made this all work in the past is by quick implementation, followed by a "Hey, look, it works! Nobody was killed" approach. That cannot happen with true 5G, which needs all the mini towers all over the place. That leaves plenty more time for the public to get a clue and be freaked out. But 5G is truly an outrage. There's no doubt about it. And another one is saying, this is Fromovich writing this, a long-winded. 5G explained by researcher Arthur Fristenberg. Well, to explain it all technically would be a horrendous journey. There's no doubt about it. But if anybody sees 5G being implemented, they might phone in and told us, well, they'd have to identify the type of equipment. And the phone-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But they're quoting a thing here from Taos, New Mexico, August 12th. An all-day symposium on 5G was held in Taos, New Mexico on Sunday, August 12th. Arthur Fürstenberg discussed the history, science, and description of 5G, including 5G from satellites and space, and its expected effects on all living things. Click on this link to access Arthur Feinstein's 34-minute amazing facts about the relatively unknown and probably deliberately withheld information about cell phones, cell towers, and etc. Well, I've seen the test carried out on 5 things in households, 6 saying this. You could start with baby monitors. They're giving off 18,000 times the beam that they should be allowed near an infant. No EPG, why should we now allowed near a child, the baby monitors, the roaming phones, the routers, the induction ovens, and the other one is microwaves. And people have not a clue how dangerous they are to young children and to people as such. It's stunning. But I'll just see what he says. After listening to Arthur's remarkable knowledge based upon decades-long research, after his having been forced to leave medical school as a result of becoming electromagnetically sensitive, cell phone users and smart technology addicts ought to realize there is a universe of unknowns regarding health, human health, environmental impacts and other damaging issues that will materialize as a result of 5G. Okay, we're coming up to the last break of this hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the last few minutes of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're wading through, as I usually say, the surveillance state and all its aspects, including 5G, which is absolutely unnecessary, unneeded, considering they have most cities, even this tiny town I live in, Wales, has got fiber optic cable running up the street if I want to connect to it, which I can't be bothered to. But it's shocking. Anyway, they're reporting on this seminar about where business people were explaining to them what 5G is about. And they were saying that not being studied, most of the effects are not being fully studied. I've said many, many times when I touched on this before, Lloyd's of London, the most profound and comprehensive insurance body in the world that cover all risks of shipping, transport and everything, and weather operations as well, refused, and most other insurance companies followed through with them because they're the lead operation worldwide. They refused to insure the risk of the EMF damage to people's brains. They refused point blank. So none of those electronic companies or phone companies have insurance for damages. They have to carry their own risk. And they're saying here in this article about, just to finish it up on 5G, statistically, electromagnetic hypersensitivity is a global health problem, which will increase exponentially when there are 20,000 satellites sending down millimeter wave frequencies that no one really knows neither how to deal with or how to protect themselves from, and create negative health effects. That there will be nowhere to hide and to find relief from millimeter frequencies, research has shown, will make our bodies feel as if we have perpetual horrible sunburn, and activate our sweat glands to work overtime, plus induce severe eye damage. I mean, it's just not on. Are those currently anonymous health risk factors for microwave tech users really worth this? The cell phone and microwave use, polluting the planet and humankind and the environment. He goes on to say there's the greater possibility of everyone probably contracting some form of cancer, since microwaves break down DNA strands that cause a cancer. Neither the human body nor anything else on the planet has been subjected to man-made microwaves in the millimeter range of 24 gigahertz and upward towards 90 gigahertz. Remember, 1 gigahertz is equivalent to 1 billion hertz. Why? Well, now do the maths and try to envision how your body will react to gazillions of such frequency oscillating, hitting it every second of the day. Just a total wipeout, that's for sure. Okay, we're at the top of the hour, a short break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.